Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by OSKA Wellness, O-S-K-A Wellness, the coolest new product of pain relief. The Tough Man Triathlon Series, RunCatalina.com, Catalina Eco Marathon coming up on Saturday, November 19th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $75 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. You can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And speaking of marathons, our next guest, he is about to complete 100 rock and roll events. His name is Al Hernandez, and he's obviously a crazy man. Al, how the heck are you?
You know what? I'm fantastic, and I'm glad I'm getting to talk to you. I mean, I got to be honest here, Bob, for a minute. I'm starstruck because one of the things I've always wanted to do is Breakfast with Bob in October, but, you know.
in Kona.
Yeah, but I guess that, this is the closest thing I'm going to get, right?
Well, this is pretty close, man. It's, what is this, the 28th, 29th? So we're just about October. We start Breakfast with Bob on Monday from Kona, Hawaii on October 3rd. Now, you have a triathlon background. What have you done, like 35 Ironman events?
something like that.
Wow. So take me back, Al. Where'd you grow up and what were your sports?
So growing up, I was one of the first folks that, I had the big four on my wall. I had Dave Scott, Mark Allen, Scott Tinley, Mike Pigg on my wall, and all those guys. Because I was a cross country runner and a fairly good swimmer, but didn't have the biking quite down.
Yeah.
And of course, I had. I'm the same age as Lance, so it was kind of one of those things where you grew up and go, okay, if I have to be that good of a cyclist to deal with Dave and Mark, no, I don't think I can do that. So
when you were a kid, it was swimming, running. Those were you were always an endurance guy, or did you play ball sports as well?
No, I was always the endurance guy. I was 5'9" and 129 pounds.
You were a runner
in high school, so I was a runner.
Yeah, and now where'd you go to high school?
So I went to high school in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Was really kind of cool. Went to a private school, and we had a really good swim program. I was always the crazy kid who wanted to do distance.
So it was one of those things, there's a lot of freaks out here, physical freaks who have the ability to go really fast. I have this mental ability to go really long.
Yeah.
That was sort of the gig. So did you end up swimming or running in college?
I did. I swam and ran at Boston University.
Oh, nice.
And Brown University. Yeah, it was a good time.
When did you decide you wanted to start running longer distances? Did running come in terms of events? Did running come before triathlon?
Running came before triathlon, but barely. I mean,
okay.
I kind of had that same formula of everybody who started with around the 80s when Wide World of Sports first did the Ironman coverage, right?
Yep.
I had no idea where Davis, California was, but I knew I wanted to live there.
The home of Dave Scott, yes.
Home of Dave Scott. So, I now live in Sacramento, which is a stone's throw away.
But is that what brought you out there? Was that because sort of that was the Mecca? That's where Dave Scott trained?
Yeah, ironically enough, I tried both living in Southern California in San Diego, did some of the same routes that Mark Allen did.
Yep.
And then figured out that I was more of a Dave Scott kind of guy, where the farm roads were more my friend.
Gotcha.
And ended up in Sacramento.
What was your first triathlon?
My first triathlon was a Tri-Fed USTS Bud Light triathlon in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
You know, so back when Tri-Fed and the USTS triathlon series in the 80s, you know, kind of dating myself because I still call it Tri-Fed. Yeah, so, you know, I remember watching Scott Molina and Mike Pigg, you know, race that that day, and I was hooked.
So, okay, so you start with the shorter. And then back then, people don't realize, like, for a lot of years, Scott Molina, when people say, well, why don't you do the Ironman? He goes, hey, you know, why? I can race every weekend on the USTS circuit, make really good dollars, and... You know, when you think about the Iron, he said, hey, have you ever been out there? It's really a lousy way to spend the day. So,
yeah, absolutely.
When you start doing Olympic distance races, what led you to start going and doing doing longer distance? Because back then there weren't that many half Ironmans, which is what they called them back then. You either had to go Olympic or you went full.
Yeah, so I was in this, like, really weird space, right? So I was figuring out that... you know, I kind of had that mentality of I wasn't fast enough to do a sprint. Like, it was just too hard on my body, where I was in VO2 max way too often to try to stay competitive. Whereas the first time I did, you know, Texas Hill Triathlon, which was the big half of the time, you know, that one kind of hooked me on 70.3.
So which one was it that hooked you?
Texas Hill.
Oh, yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah, that was the one that, like, all of a sudden I figured out, hey, you know what, everybody that went out super fast, I'm catching them, you know, in the run.
You're catching them later.
They're flying by me.
Yeah, so basically you were naturally able to pace yourself a little better and be stronger towards the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was your first full?
My first full was Lake Placid.
Wow. And was that one of the first times? Like, I think
that was one of the first times.
98, 99, whenever they came out with that. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, and then I did Ironman California before it
2000.
Before it came to half.
Right.
You know, kind of followed Ironman and Ironman distance races, I mean, for a while. And just kind of, I always enjoyed that, the ability to race it, and especially since, you know, watching the sport evolve, you know, and, you know, being a true student of it. I mean, like I said, when we first got on air talking about, hey, it's Breakfast with Bob, but also knowing your background and all the things that make Ironman and Kona special.
So have you been
there kind of from the beginning.
Yeah, have you been to Kona?
I have once.
And you raced it?
Yes.
Oh, how cool was that? When was that?
Oh, God. So that was 94.
Ah, Greg Welch here. Okay.
Yeah, Greg Welch. And, you know, that was surreal. You know, but the crazy thing was is I think back then I took Ironman for granted. And I... You know, it was that youth and inexperience of not realizing and soaking it all in, you know.
Right.
Obviously, as the sport's gotten a lot more popular, I did. You know, I haven't been able to keep up and qualify for Kona again.
It's tough.
Yeah. It gets tougher every year.
So when did you start on this quest to do 100 rock and roll events? That's... I think the rock and roll can, you know, you can write off rock and roll as a dependent, right? I mean, you start talking about 100 entry fees and traveling around the country and the world. What led, was it one of those things where all of a sudden, you know, I think I've done 10 or 15 of these. Maybe I'll just keep doing them and see how many I can do.
You know what? It honestly was never a goal. You know, as a matter of fact, some friends informed me that it was my 100th. I had really no idea.
Wow.
you know, they're like, hey, you're coming up on your 100th. I'm like, okay, I guess so. To me, it's not a destination. It's not like all of a sudden I got to 100 and I'm stopping.
Right.
So, you know, I although I'm amazed that, you know, that I've been able to do it, because obviously a lot of people get injured and a lot of people give up and do things like that. And it's definitely, there's the endurance side of things, but, you know, rock and roll, there was a light switch that went off, and Bob, I've seen you out on course in San Diego a few times.
Elvis,
and as a matter of fact, one of my favorite runs was you and Chrissy Wellington a couple of years ago.
We had a great time.
You know, because nobody recognized her.
Right.
And, you know, my jaw dropped because, you know, being a student of the sport, I'm like, that running style, I know that running style. That's Chrissy Wellington.
Yep.
And she's having a blast in true Chrissy Wellington style and laughing with you and everyone else. And it was just an amazing day. But I think that that's one of the things that makes rock and roll so special, is that ability to be all inclusive and to, you know, similar to Iron Man, where, yeah, you're racing the same course as the elites.
Yep.
But, you know, Chrissy did not run fast that day.
No, the rule was she had to stay with me. And then we had her push the baby jogger with all the beer in it and the donuts and everything else, so that anytime she started getting too fast, we weighed her down.
So, you know, I think that that was what, like a 2 hour flat, 220.
Yeah.
For her.
Oh yeah.
And I just enjoyed watching that. And that kind of race atmosphere that only kind of exists in the rock and roll world, where it's not just, you know, let's go out and run a 73 half marathon and call it a day.
So what are your goals when you do these races? Do you primarily do halves? Do you do sort of out of the 100, are they about half and half, or how does it break down?
It's funny. My evolution as a runner has become, I now do it a lot more for fun than I ever did before.
Sure.
It is a lot more halves, especially,
good,
you know, rock and roll. I mean, they're all over the world. They are in amazing cities. You know, besides San Diego, there's New Orleans, there's Madrid, there's Nashville, Tennessee, there's Brooklyn. There's all of these, there's Chicago.
Sure.
And there's all these cities that people want to go to. And, you know, when you run a marathon, you want to go back and take a nap.
Right.
And the last thing you want to do is go explore a city. Whereas with a half, it's manageable to kind of have that balance between running and sightseeing and enjoying the food and doing all the things that you want to do in that city. So for me, I think that's one of the secrets of rock and roll.
So in terms of training, has it helped you? Because one of my big pushes back in the day, and it still is I'm a firm believer in run less, run forever. And ride the bike, do the stationary bike, swim, do weights, run less than you think you should run. And you can, especially a half, you can fake your way through a half marathon. Do you go along with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I tell people all the time, I race maybe 3 times a year. Where it's, I'm gunning it and,
right,
you know, I'm really going full blast and, you know, it's about, racing. The rest of the time, it's a catered training run.
Exactly.
You know?
Catered workout. That's my term. Always just go out there and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. And it's so much better when you have friends that'll do it with you. And, you know, when, you know, I'm one of the fast guys out of my running group. So, you know, to slow down and enjoy the course is amazing. And it's so much more fun when you're doing it with other people and you're not concerned with, you know,
your time,
whatever the time is.
Yeah. What's been your favorite rock and roll so far?
Oh, man, that's such a hard question. you know, and I get asked that all the time.
Yeah.
But honestly, it
everyone's different.
Everyone is different. You know, some of them, I mean, San Jose, I'm legacy for, I think, 7 or 8 rock and roll.
You mean you've
races.
Done all of them?
I've done all of them since their inaugural
race.
Oh,
my God.
So, you know, San Jose, I'm legacy for that race. So this is my 11th time doing San Jose. I love it because it kind of ushers in the fall racing season.
Yep.
you know, you've been training all summer in the heat, humidity, and things like that, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's that first fall crisp, you know, weather, and it's flat as a pancake, and again, the elites kind of come out for it. I mean, Med has run that race,
yes, he has.
You know, watching them come back while you're still going out kind of puts things in perspective. You know, so I love San Jose. Uh-huh. I love New Orleans because, you know, it's a fantastic food city.
Yeah.
You know, and the weather normally cooperates, even if it is chilly every once in a while. Madrid is breathtaking. You know, it's so hard. I mean, San Diego,
yes,
is absolutely fantastic. You know, I mean, that course has obviously changed over the years.
New course is nice, though. I like the new course.
The new course is nice, but I could do without going up 163 in the marathon.
Oh, yeah. No, the half. We stay. We do the half.
Yeah.
That's a good one to do the half at. Yeah.
But, yeah, the new course is fantastic. I mean, the evolution of that course from, you know, ending at MCRD to yes. ending at SeaWorld to all those things. I mean, it's. Again, another awesome city with awesome food
yeah.
and awesome venues. So, you know, Seattle, same thing. I mean, talk about a breathtaking race course with plenty of scenic views. And, you know, in when Seattle, it's never rained, knock on wood, during Rock and Roll
yeah.
Seattle.
Yeah. So are you still doing triathlon or primarily focusing on running?
You know, it's, I still do tries.
Okay.
You know, I used to try to do at least one Ironman a year.
Yeah, you don't need that. Stay short.
But, you know, it's gotten to the point now where the longer bike rides are getting long.
Yes.
And so, you know, there's a little bit of balance, but, yeah, no, I still try and
love it.
I'll be in a new age group next year, so I'll try to slim down and maybe go after Kona.
What are you aging up to?
The ridiculously hard 45-50.
Ooh, yeah, that's one of those. The good news, you're aging up. The bad news, there are some really fast people there.
Yeah.
So in terms of running, when you're doing this many half marathons each year, have you made some pretty close friends through all of this?
Absolutely. I've made lifelong friends. Some of them have followed me through some amazing rock and roll challenges, like the year that San Antonio and Las Vegas were in the same day.
Yep.
So we did both of them.
You flew, yeah.
And that's fun. But, yeah, I definitely have a group of lifelong friends that I've met through running. You know, Ron and Susan Carino, you know, are just a few that I want to name. But, I mean, the list is so ridiculously long. Not to mention all of the wonderful people at Competitor Group, you know, a lot of them have become personal friends as well.
Sweet.
And, yeah.
So good for you.
It's always great, so.
Is there... Of all these, the 99 rock and roll events, is there one experience at a race that sticks out where just something very unique happened that had never happened to you before?
Oh, man. you know, I'm going to – that's really a tough question.
Yeah.
You know, I already mentioned earlier running into you and Chrissy a couple of years ago. That was kind of fun.
Yep.
You know, there's so many rock and roll experiences I really couldn't name.
They
them.
Blend. They blend.
They really
cool.
do.
Hey, Al, congratulations. Going to run your 100th rock and roll. That is so cool. That is really, really
well,
cool.
Thank you.
When you have 35 Ironmans and 100 rock and rolls, that's a pretty nice resume, my man.
No, I appreciate it. You know, I'll never be inducted in the Ironman Hall of Fame. You know, I'll
you
probably,
never know.
Well, I think that my goal is to be like Lou.
Like Lou Hollander?
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to be that guy that, you know, pushes that 100-year-old
right.
age group.
Yep.
You know, because by the time I get up there, the science and the medical teams will be, you know, I definitely want to be like Lou and Sister Madonna.
Love it. Well, actually, it was interesting. I remember years ago I was interviewing a guy at a master swim meet who was 100 years old, and I asked him the secret to his success, and he goes, if you can't beat him, outlive him. So that's the key, is if you just keep doing this stuff, you keep coming out and keep your running under control so you're not running too much on a daily basis, stay healthy. Yeah, there's no reason. It's the fountain of youth. You can do this stuff forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. Al, thank you so much for taking time. Best of luck this weekend in San Jose, and thanks for taking time to chat.
Thank you, Bob.
Al Hernandez has been our guest going for his 100th rock and roll. We again are brought to you by OSCA Wellness, Tough Man Tri Series, RunCatalina.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $75 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And check us out on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. Next week, we start Breakfast with Bob, and subscribe to our newsletter. Until next time, remember, endurance lives here.